bringing in Mason Fredericks for the Steele County Blades out of Lakewood, Colorado. Mason, how did you end up here in Steele County for your final year of junior hockey?
I was training in Hudson, and my advisor knew Nick Adamick and knew that it was a reputable program and knew that he had a lot of connections with the colleges. So it just ended up working out that we were able to find a good home for me to spend my last year.
Okay. Where were you before? What kind of junior hockey have you been doing the last couple seasons?
So I started out in the Dells, which is in this division, and that filled its purpose for the time being. I went in for half the season, and then the next season I went to the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, and that wasn't as good as of a fit.
Okay.
So after that, I went to the Sheridan Hawks for the remainder of the season in the NA3HL in Wyoming.
All right.
So, yeah.
A slightly different level there, but similar as well. What kind of thing, what are some of the things you've learned about junior hockey, learned about yourself playing under some different leaders?
I've learned all about, it's all about how you approach the game and what you're willing to put into it is what you get out. So it's all about personal growth and doing what you can to help the team win.
Anything special about playing against a team you used to play for? Because Wisconsin Rapids was here at Steele County for a couple of very competitive games. Is there anything extra that comes into play when you suit up and get the skates on for a game like that?
They did change their head coaching and team from top to bottom, so there weren't a lot of returners, but they still kind of played the same way.
Okay.
So just knowing that the way that they played was able to counteract that and know that they play hard and get pucks deep and try to play behind you as much as you can, so trying to be as systematically sound and then the defensive zone is probably the best way that you can counteract that.
Okay. And how about the Blades maybe MO and approach and style? What do you like about it? What are a couple of notes about it just for kind of the layman?
I think we try to play as skilled as we possibly can with our top six forwards, and then from there we just try to play as fast and quick in transition as we possibly can. So for us to be able to use our speed and our skill to get behind the defenseman is really kind of what we hone in on, and we really pay attention to our defensive zone draws and our face-off plays to be able to make sure that we can make it as seamless as possible.
The idea of playing junior hockey for you, Mason, when did that kind of come up as part of the plan?
I know that I had a couple options, and I wanted to stay home for my senior year, and then when my senior year came in, it wasn't a great fit. They had me playing defense when I'm a forward. So from there, I just chose that it was my time to leave, and I chose one of my options that I had. And from there, it's been history, and I just wanted to do what I could to play at a higher level, to play college hockey.
What will it take, since you're so far into the process right now, what do you believe college coaches are looking for, or what have you been told along those lines that players like yourself need to kind of aim toward to catch the eye of a scout?
Just doing the little things right. Managing your body language is one big thing that we try to look at, and then trying to make sure that you're not giving up pucks that you shouldn't be in, being as good as you can between or on the ice when the time presents itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much are you enjoying getting to know the guys on this team and people from around the world with this very international roster the Blades have?
We have a really good group of guys here. It is awesome to be able to pick up on some stuff that guys, there's six different languages that are spoken in our locker room, so definitely trying to learn about that language barrier is something that we've had to navigate around, but we do have a good group of guys and a lot of character in this room, so it is fun every day you show up to the rink.
Is there a thing or two you've learned from a guy from another part of the world, whether it's about hockey or, just about being on a team?
Well, I know that the Hungarians do like mustard and ketchup on their French toast now, so that's a little bit different, but just little walks of life that are different than here. So, yeah, just learning all about different cultures and all of that stuff.
That's great. And Mason, outside of hockey, what are some things you like to do when you get a break from the game?
I identify as a rink rat. I'm always here shooting pucks, working out. So working out and just skating at any free ice is really what I like to do. But playing cards with the guys is fun too, so I really enjoy that.
And it's been a few seasons, a few winters for you now to be away from home. Mm-hmm. But how has that transition been? Or maybe what do you miss from being out in Colorado?
I definitely do like it out here a lot more. I definitely prefer the Midwest over back home in Colorado.
Oh, and why is that?
I do like the winter. I like how it stays around. I know, it is odd, but yes, I do like it out here a lot more. So just the way that people are, the small town stuff, and the big city with Denver, it's hard to kind of get away. So for here, being a little bit more secluded, but still in a good town, is definitely a good spot.
Nice. All right. Well, hey, Mason, fun to visit with you. Good luck on the balance of the season and getting that college chance.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.